about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Yep, we're waiting. The music's still on. Oh, is the music still on? Wait for it. Pop quiz. Pop quiz. Ah, you know what? I really feel bad for my weekend listeners because they always have to do the pop quizzes. But you know what? You deserve it. Because if you listened all week long to my show, then you would know how to answer all of these questions. So you guys actually probably have the biggest advantage to my pop quizzes than somebody listening on a Monday or just a Wednesday or just a Friday. So pop quiz. Let's go. Pencils out right now. Pencils out. Quick writing. Quick, shut up. Let's go. Number one. Number one. Men with which hair coloring are less likely to get prostate cancer? Now, you got gray hair. You have red hair. You have blonde. You have brunette. All right. But overall, okay, starting from birth, men with which hair coloring are less likely to get prostate cancer? Number two. Look, no, we're not going to wait around for you. Number two, name three foods that provide great water content that could keep you hydrated during this crappy summer we're having. Name three foods that provide great water content. Number three. Oh, okay, I'm not going to sit here and wait. Just shorthand it. Number three. If you are going to have a heart attack, where would be the best place to have one to increase your chance of survival? Is it A, a nudie bar, B, a zoo, C, a fitness club, or D, a library? If you were going to have a heart attack, where would be the best place to have one? Nudie bar, zoo, do they even call nudie bars? Zoo, fitness club, or library? Next question. What is the ideal temperature in Fahrenheit? Don't be giving me no Celsius because I don't really get that. What is your ideal temperature in Fahrenheit for your refrigerator? You know, I was thinking about naming our next, dog set or set of cats Celsius and Fahrenheit. Wouldn't that be cool? Celsius, Fahrenheit, time to eat. Celsius, did you go poo-poo house? Fahrenheit, how dare you pee-pee on my clothes? You see, that would be pretty. Celsius and Fahrenheit. Okay, next. What is the purpose of eyebrows? What is the purpose of eyebrows? Next, name two causes of loss of height as we age. You only have to name two. Okay? And then final, extra credit question. With all the changes and delays in Washington when it comes to Obamacare, in no more than one sentence, please explain what the hell is supposed to happen in 2014. All right, time's up. Pencils down. Pencils down. All right, here we go. Okay, answer to the first question, number one. For those of you who don't know, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am hammering my listeners with another pop quiz. And you guys better do good on this one. Come on. Okay, you realize that if I'm not actually teaching you stuff on this show, I get fired. Fired. I've been told. They go, you can't be sitting there talking about your periods, and you can't be just sitting there complaining about Obamacare. I've been told that I am supposed to teach you all. So start teaching. Men with which hair coloring are less likely to get prostate cancer? Well, I hope I gave you the question right. Yeah, less likely. To me, if you have gray hair, you're probably more inclined to get prostate cancer because you're already in that age group. But it's not. That has nothing to do with that. If you are a redheaded, they believe that redheaded men are 54% less likely to develop prostate cancer. We're going to talk about the answer to that one. So redheaded men, congratulations. Number two, name three foods that provide great water content. Okay, so what type of foods can actually hydrate you? One of the best foods is watermelon. Okay. kiwi. If you wrote kiwi, that's fine. If you wrote cucumber, that's fine. No, jalapeno, no. No, jalapeno does not count. No, jicama, maybe. Maybe jicama. I don't know about that. Meatballs, no, no, no meatballs. Watercress salad, maybe. Pears is an answer. Spinach, I'll take spinach, right? How many of you leave the spinach out and then it's all kind of dried up and limp, right? Celery. Very good water content, celery, okay? So great water content in foods. Now, here's a bonus question. Which of those foods I named has been found to decrease muscle soreness? Watermelon, kiwi, cucumber, pear, spinach, celery. What food is found to decrease muscle soreness? Who listened to my show yesterday? Oh, you guys suck. The answer is watermelon. Yeah, they found watermelon could increase muscle soreness. I'm sick of you guys not listening to my show. Next, if you were going to have a heart attack, where would be the best place to have one to increase your chance of survival? A nudie bar, a zoo, a fitness club, or a library? The answer is fitness club. Okay, no, not nudie bar. Next, what is the ideal temperature in Fahrenheit for your refrigerator? It's between 35 and 38 degrees. So for those of you who are getting your air conditioning unit stolen and you're trying to stand in front of the refrigerator to cool down, make sure the temperature still is below 38 degrees. Next, what is the purpose of eyebrows? I'll take any answer on this. It's basically supposed to filter and protect stuff falling into the eye, keep sweat from falling out of the eye. Your eyebrows will hopefully capture that. Name two causes of loss of height as we age. And don't worry, after the break, we'll go a little deeper into that. But what can cause you to have loss of height? A, fallen arches in your feet. B, you have your discs in between your back that can dry out and desiccate. I was 5'6 until a few years ago, and now I'm 5'5.5. Yeah, it sucks. Then, with all the changes and delays in Washington when it comes to Obamacare, in no more than one sentence, please explain what the hell is supposed to happen in 2014. Okay? It is not a trick question, because you could write whatever the hell you want. Correct answers I'll take is I don't flippin' know. Two, mass chaos. Three, the whole world will be wonderful because everybody gets health insurance. I'll take any of these answers because we really don't know what the hell is going on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Flu. Just listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Piece of cake. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Dan, who is working the dials. All right, we got Robert calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Robert, buddy, what's going on?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I called you a few weeks ago about my sleep apnea and nasal polyps. I went to my EMT doctor, and you told me to ask about the UPP surgery. And first, the nasal polyps, she said just to continue on with the singular, the two nasal sprays. She couldn't really treat it with surgery. She recommended the UPP surgery, so I'm going to have that done in September.
The uvulopalatopharyngoplasty, for those of you who guys are listening, the UPP surgery. Yeah, yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah, I couldn't say that.
As doctors, it's actually UPPP, to be honest. It's uvulopalatopharyngoplasty. And throw another P if you pee in your pants when you find out what the hell happens to you. So I would just say UPPPPP, but go ahead.
Okay, so what have you seen as far as success rate? And I didn't really get a chance to talk to my doctor, but what's the recovery going to be like?
Ooh, okay. I mean, I from what I learned when I was in medical school, now remember, I was in medical school a few years ago. I mean, I'm in my late 20s, but I was in medical school about 15 years ago. We were looking at about a 60 to 70% cure rate. That I was shocked by that because I'm like, well, wait a second here. If you're opening up that whole area with the UV or the UPPP, basically, they take out the little uvula, that little thing hanging down there, then they open, they take out the tonsils, they also open up that those pharyngeal folds and take that out. So they're basically opening up your whole throat. But it makes sense because if part of your sleep apnea is the tongue falling back or other types of obstruction, just opening up the pharynx isn't going to be 100% cure. But it's probably, to me, one of the most successful surgical options out there for that. Now, you're going to feel like crap whether you just get your tonsils out or whether you're getting the UPPP. So if you're going to already have, let's say somebody's like, why don't I just get my tonsils out because it's a quicker recovery. Getting your tonsils out, you still feel like crap anyway. So sinus surgery, you feel like crap. I have people who have hernia surgeries, hysterectomies that are bouncing around the house a couple days later. With these UPPPs or these tonsillectomies or adenoidectomies or sinus surgeries, you could be kind of held up for a while. So if you're going to get something done, I like the idea, if you qualify, to get as much done as possible in one shot. Whether you're going to be able to go back to work or be able to sing in church or do a radio show, that's another question. They'll probably be able to tell you, depending on how they're going to do it. I had trained under a Dr. Warren Smith years ago in Boulder City, and he was using lasers at the time. It was flipping phenomenal what he was able to do. And the laser type of surgery that Dr. Smith was doing about 15 years ago, people were recovering a lot quicker. The only thing is I'm seeing this laser surgery go back and forth. Some doctors are doing it, some doctors aren't. So your surgeon is probably going to have to answer that. Plus, you're paying your surgeon. You're not paying me. So make him do the work.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, it was kind of a quick visit, but she told me I'd be out of work for 2 to 3 weeks. So
yeah,
but I just wondered about the pain management and medications. That
they're going to give you a lot of pain medicine. What type of work do you do?
Electrician.
You're an electrician? Okay. I mean, do you really need your mouth or throat for that? I mean, you don't stick wires in your mouth while you work. I mean, there's a chance that there's a chance that, let's say you're like, okay, crap, I could really only take 2 weeks. What about that third week? The big concern we have about you going back to work is the bleeding, okay? And of course, the pain of being able to tolerate it. But if you have more of a working with your hands and your mind, see, for me, I have to use my voice. I have to use my mouth. I've always had jobs where I've needed my mouth. I mean, my voice. So I couldn't do that. But for you, if it's mostly your hands and your mind, et cetera, who knows? Maybe after a couple weeks, it just all depends on how quickly you heal. Make sure you're not a smoker. I mean, if you smoke, get off smoking now. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Okay, no, so keep us posted. What I want you to do is after you have this surgery, I want you to call us in 24 hours and tell us how you're doing. Okay, well, That's not funny. Okay.
I sure will.
Okay.
And I really appreciate your show, and I love your app because I can listen to your show anytime. So it's
thank you. Thank you. Well, if you lose your job as an electrician, we'll hire you as a marketing rep.
There you go. I appreciate that. I may. So,
all right.
So,
have a good one.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Have a great Saturday.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Come to think of it, I haven't been in L.A. all summer. I need to get my butt out there because I really miss California. Okay, really quickly. So some of you guys are messaging me on some of these answers I gave you. Really quickly, let's go through what we did with the quiz. Rip you guys a new one for missing the quiz, but just quickly talk about some of the topics. Redheaded men, scientists found, are less likely, 54% less likely to develop prostate cancer. Some of you guys thinking that if you're ginger, you're at a loss. Women dig red hair too. You know, it's not just guys digging red hair on chicks. Women dig the whole red hair thing on guys. I mean, in fact, I think Brad Pitt in one of his movies and Viggo Mortensen had a little bit of a red tinge. Extremely sexy. Scientists at Louisville University in Kentucky found that redheaded people feel pain and cold more than everybody else because of their pain threshold dictated by the same gene that sets their hair color, the MC1R. So the MC1R that helps with pain, etc., looks like could also be a factor to prostate cancer. Now, I think that's really, really cool. Now, that doesn't mean just go and dye your hair red. You got to be having the PC1R gene. But scientists think that maybe this MC1R gene. I know. I'm sorry. I messed you guys up. It's the MC. I know. Well, just use an eraser. Just erase the P and put an M on it. Honestly, I wonder if there's any medical schools out there that force you students to listen to my show and then quiz you on it. You know how we used to have to, you know, watch, they made us watch Roots and they made us watch Masada, right, with Peter O'Toole, and then we would have to take notes and then talk about it in class. I wonder if any of you guys out there, and I just have no idea, that you guys are actually dissecting and bisecting and trisecting my show in class, because that would be pretty sad. That teacher needs a better syllabus, if I could just say. All right, so prostate cancer and redheaded men. Yes, redheaded men are sexy. Three foods that provide great water content. We really underestimate the amount of water and fluid that we need, and the reason why we do that is because us doctors don't tell you how much water to drink. I have no idea how much water to tell you to drink because I don't know how much you're going to sweat. Like for me, if I wear Spanx, just triple the water intake I'm going to need because I'm going to be sweating bullets the whole night I'm wearing my Spanx. So you see, I have no idea what your lifestyle is. I have no idea if you drink alcohol. I have no idea if you try to take some natural diuretics, if you take caffeine, if you're going to have some diarrhea that day. So even though we've always told you to drink about 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, we've subtracted that because we have no idea what your heart status is, your kidney status is, just to give you guys a blanket statement on how much fluid. But what we do tell you is to listen to your body and stay hydrated. So let's say you're going to be outside at a barbecue and you get dehydrated because maybe you're going to be drinking some alcohol, make sure you eat some celery, some watermelon, some kiwi, pears, spinach, etc. Those are very good hydrating foods, help increase the water content. Okay, beer, not considered. Another study we talked about was if you were going to have a heart attack, where's the best place to have one? Now, I know a lot of you guys chose the answer nudie bar because, you know, it made you giggle and you guys were able to think about a nudie bar and, you know, your wife sitting next to you didn't give you too much crap because you could say, look, Dr. Dahlia brought up the subject, not me. But the answer is really a fitness club. They say if you have a heart attack in a fitness club, you have more chance of surviving because more people there know how to use the AED. There's an AED there. More of those people are physically active. You have a higher chance of there being doctors in the room, etc. True, nudie bars, I'm sure, have their share of medical personnel, but not to the degree that fitness clubs do. However, what they did find is the majority of the heart attacks happen not before the workout or after the workout, but during the workout. So what was so significant about that study was how you guys need to make sure that if you are an athlete or working out, make sure you've seen a cardiologist or your internist, etc., have a treadmill, and know that your heart can handle the workout, because I'm sick and tired of hearing people drop dead while they're exercising. We talked about the refrigerator temperature. Keep it under 38 degrees, about 35 to 38 degrees Fahrenheit from what I understand. We talked about loss of height, losing the disc space in between the bones, and fallen arches. You will shrink. Then I would also take that answer, osteoporosis. The thinning of the bones causes more of that. Okay, guys, let's hit some medical headlines, but get to your questions and calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
A show that airs so strong. I know I got to do a better show for you guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying, though. I'm working as hard as I can. But I got some good news for y'all. Sounds like Dr. Dahlia's show is going to be coming to iHeartRadio full time. Yeah, we got promoted. I know. Yeah, you know what I do? I do think some of the higher-ups at iHeartRadio do listen to the show. I mean, they have to. They wouldn't take on a show that they don't listen. You don't think they've listened to it yet? You think? Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I doubt my show sucks that bad. No, I think, you know what, I know, I deserve to be on iHeartRadio. So anyway, thanks to you guys for making that happen. If you guys didn't like the show and listen so diligently, I wouldn't have the job that I have and the phenomenal radio career that I have. So thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. Big thanks also to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And, of course, big thanks to all my affiliates out there that listen coast to coast. All right. A hospital has been fined $75,000 in San Diego because they cut, a patient's right testicle. Is about a few inches long, the testicle. They didn't lose the testicle. It still has a testicle. But they cut into his testicle when they were supposed to remove his left one. The 33-year-old man has not been identified, but I'm sure you guys could probably identify him. Just ask to take a look at his scrotum, and it'll be the guy that has the scar on his right. Apparently, the surgeon realized he was making a mistake, so he immediately closed the incision with surgical adhesive, probably something like Dermabond, etc., and then made a cut on the left side. Now, he later admitted that the error came down from a lack of focus on the task at hand. That's always confused me because, honestly, there's only two testicles. I could understand having a problem removing a parathyroid gland because some of you guys have four, some of you guys have six parathyroids, so there's more to figure out. Are you trying to figure out, is it number one? Is it number two? Is it number three? Is it number four? And then, like I said, if there's a five or a six. But with testicles, you only got two. So even if you know nothing about the patient, you still have a 50-50 chance of getting it right. But then having the patient come in and knowing, I think what it is when you're a surgeon, you stand at different, you know, it depends on where you stand next to the patient. If you're looking down on the patient, the testicles could look right versus left. If you're looking up on the patient, towards the patient, right or left. You see how there's a difference? Try that. Okay, pretend like you're during surgery on your, okay? Now stand above the waist or stand below the waist. The right hand would be operating on two different testicles, depending on where they stand. You're right, I'm going to get fired from iHeartRadio. Look, guys, I don't make the medical headlines, okay? These are the medical headlines. My job is to go through the medical headlines. All right. Apparently, a document released by the agency reported that the patient suffered increased pain because of the two testicular incisions. The surgical staff failed to take a time out to focus their attention. Yeah, did you know that you could actually have your surgical staff go into a timeout? You're not allowed to smack, hit, or spank your surgical staff, but you're allowed to do timeout. Timeout. And you could put them into a timeout. You can. You can. I'm anti-snarker. I'm starting when I giggle. Anyway, okay, so the surgical staff failed to take a time out, according to Daily Mail, to focus their attention to make sure that they were about to perform the correct procedure at the proper site on the right patient. Were they on the right? No, the left. It was the left. No, on the right. 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 Now, keep in mind, you're not supposed to, if you're a surgeon or a surgical tech or the surgical staff or the anesthesiologist, supposed to run in and start cutting off the testicle. Okay, and you don't necessarily need a whole 5 to 10 minute time out. Okay, you really don't. Whoever is prepping usually will mark the body part. Okay, when I thought I had breast cancer and I had to have a breast surgery, okay, they marked up that breast like crazy. But this is why I tell you guys to write on your own body. Okay, I know you guys don't take me seriously, but if you're about to have any sort of testicular surgery or ovarian surgery or breast surgery, on the one that is supposed to get cut, go this one, you got it, maybe a big star. On the other one, put arrows towards the other testicle, say not this one. Now, I get you. For some of you, the testicle lays lower on one side than the other. So I get that you may be afraid to draw a horizontal arrow if, as you stand, one testicle is lower than the other. So I don't care what vector you aim the arrow to. Just make sure it's in the vicinity of the other testicle. But keep in mind, you're not being operated on when you're in the standing position. You're going to be lying down. So have your partner draw the arrows on the testicles. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get fired. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. You know, when you lie down, testicles go up. All right. Chris Christie has decided to make it easier for kids to get medical marijuana after a plea by their father. This was a young child who had multiple seizures, adorable little girl that was averaging seizure 15 times a day. We come to find out that actual medical marijuana in edible form was a treatment for her. Now, you can die in any seizure. I know some people are like, so what? They get seizures. You know, a lot of people have seizures, no big deal. One seizure can kill you. Didn't John Travolta's son have a seizure and die in the shower? One seizure could do it because it cuts off your air supply. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. So you don't want your child having one seizure, let alone 50 seizures. So medical marijuana has been used as a treatment for a variety of things. And we talk about medical marijuana a lot on my show, not because I know anything about it. I really, really don't. I don't prescribe it. I let other doctors take care of that because I just can't be any busier than I am. You know, and once I open up a shop saying get weed here, I couldn't do that. But I do understand and appreciate. Where was I going with this? I'm sorry. We have some disruptions in the studio right now. Everybody good? I do appreciate the medical benefits of marijuana and what it could offer. And I tell you why. I have tons of patients that, I apologize. We had a disturbance here in the studio. We're back to going. Okay. No, just nothing. Just somebody walks right in. For example, many of you use medical marijuana just to relax, et cetera. You come in to see me and you're like, hey doc, you know, I'm here for my checkup. And I go, wait a second. You're 55 years old and your blood pressure is good. And I'm not seeing a cholesterol problem, and you haven't asked me for an antidepressant or a sleepy pill. Something must be. In fact, it's at the point now where people don't even tell me if they take marijuana, and I could guess that they do. There's a predictable type of healthy pattern I'm starting to notice. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to, you know, be like Sanjay Gupta and go, well, you know, I was against it at one time and happy for it at another. I was never against medical marijuana. I just don't prescribe it. I just don't get involved. But when it comes to using pharmaceuticals versus marijuana, we as doctors, we in the medical community, are going to have to figure out what is actually safer in the long run. Now, I don't think us doctors are going to have any time to make an opinion because I think Obamacare is going to actually push for more medical marijuana because it is cheaper than your pharmaceuticals for high blood pressure, depression, anxiety. For those of you that take medical marijuana, I'd like to hear, what do you take it for? And did it get you off medications? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryan from Las Vegas asked if, he doesn't want to come on air, but he asked if he could use medical marijuana for alopecia. Alopecia is a hair loss. It's a inflammatory hair loss type condition. There's alopecia areata. Sometimes we just use alopecia just in terms of male pattern baldness or female pattern baldness. Women do start to lose their hair and go bald. But according to some sites, you know, when I've looked up, you know, because I try to cover this topic with many of you because I didn't realize how many of my patients smoke marijuana. You know, trying to, you know, explain what type of conditions, I guess, and research what type of conditions, they claim that you could use marijuana for a hair loss type of condition. So you're absolutely right. People have been using marijuana for impotence. All right, which is interesting because many people who smoke marijuana start to have impotence or testicular shrinkage or a variety of other issues. But for some people, they say marijuana helps prevent them from needing Viagra. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But the number one use that I see people take medical marijuana for, it isn't anxiety. It's for arthritis pain. Now, I have a patient right now. We're kind of working up leukemia in him, but very mild leukemia that we just happened to stumble upon with him, and it may actually be a type of blood disorder that can mimic leukemia but doesn't necessarily have him go into leukemia. So he's already in very good hands. Luckily, we caught it early as soon as we met him, but he's been smoking marijuana for years. And he does it to control his arthritis pain. He has degenerative disc disease, fusion in the neck, fusion in the back. All right, I checked his liver. I checked his kidneys. They look pretty good. Now, the average 70-some-year-old that has had fusions in the neck and back, etc., they've been taking ibuprofen and naproxen and pain medication and a whole slew of things. And I noticed some renal insufficiency, maybe some liver issues, usually by that point in time, even some bowel issues. Yet, I'm not seeing it in my older marijuana smokers. I'm also seeing that many of my older marijuana smokers are slim. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember I told you guys that there was a study that came out saying many people that actually smoke marijuana regularly are actually slimmer, and they think that marijuana could help prevent diabetes? They got a point with that. Okay, I mean, they do. Most of my marijuana smokers, they don't get the munchies. All right, and I'm wondering if it's because it is managing the pain or it's preventing them from being on weight-adding drugs like Prozac and Zoloft, etc. I don't know. But what I do know is that we have used herbs and a variety of plant-like substances for centuries in medicine. And so something like marijuana, to me, makes perfect sense in terms of medicinal. Where we're going to have major problems is how to deal with the logistics of it. Okay, we've talked about many times how, you know, the driving issues and how to tell if somebody's impaired and, you know, the logistics and the semantics of incorporating marijuana use into society. Many of you say, well, alcohol, you know, alcohol has been around and alcohol causes drunk driving accidents even more so than marijuana use. Yeah, you got a point. But then again, I mean, marijuana isn't legal yet in all states. I live in Nevada. Marijuana is not legal yet. Medical marijuana is. But, you know, mind you, it hasn't. We can't compare it yet to alcohol because it's not being used as often as alcohol. So, but, you know, how do you logistically, if somebody gets into an accident, let's say they smoked some marijuana or ate marijuana or took the lozenges, whatever, it's in their system for a few weeks, right? They didn't use at all that week or two. They get into an accident. Is the blood test going to already incriminate them in the accident? So it's the little logistics of it that are going to have to be ironed out. I don't want our police being weighed down with anything more than our good men and women
are already weighed down with. So, you know, them trying to chase down pot in somebody's glove compartment, I mean, I don't, you know, I think they have bigger fish to fry, and they want to fry these bigger fish. I get it. You know, so I have no problem with the legalization of it in terms of freeing up our cops, in terms of how to handle people behind the wheel, how to handle impairment, how to handle parents that are supposed to be supervising their children, etc. You know, are we looking at many other issues that we as a society really aren't ready to kind of handle or deal with at this time? So some people, they really don't get impaired at all. They smoke marijuana. They say, actually, marijuana gives me a lift. It energizes me. It doesn't put me to sleep. Other people with marijuana says it handles my pain all day. I feel good. I could work. So we have no idea what marijuana they're smoking, what brand, what strain, what potency they're getting. Now, of course, the government could make bucks, huge bucks, being able to jump in on this and, you know, being able to tax it, etc. They could make some big ass money, huge money. So I foresee, especially with Obamacare and changes with healthcare and access and people not being able to afford their medications, etc., I can see a lot of push for studies to look at the medicinal benefits of medical marijuana and then that being used as medical treatments to lower high blood pressure, etc. Is that a good thing? Should we move towards that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or do we not want our whole country going to pot? 1-877-362-3254. I've seen references to it helping Bell's palsy, it helping chronic fatigue, it helping cocaine dependence, etc. Even diabetes, you know, and not even so much keeping people slim, but being able to, my guess, is decreasing the cortisol. Remember we talked about stress hormones in the body, where when you get stressed, your cortisol spikes. So when the cortisol spikes, you could then, it enhances your stress hormones, so you start to make extra sugar. If it helps you relax, maybe your cortisol goes down, or maybe the cortisol goes down and you feel more relaxed because then the epi isn't kicking in, the glucagon isn't kicking in, you're more relaxed, dude, all right, less cortisol, less sugar spikes. So to me, it makes sense. Like I say, from a medicinal standpoint, it makes sense. If I could tell my patients to just go smoke some pot so they don't have to spend a couple hundred dollars a month on medications, I am going to be for that. It's just I have no idea how to help you all on what to do with the logistics of it. Okay? You know, taking your kid to school. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dalia, you're not supposed to drink in the mornings. You're not supposed to drink before you drive. You're not supposed to drink when you're taking care of kids. I mean, you got a point. It's just I don't see that sort of self-control in the months or the year aftermath of us saying, okay, go ahead and smoke marijuana. It's legal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wanted to talk about this one study. Very interesting. They say if you use a blood pressure cuff on the patient's right arm, and if you use that blood pressure cuff, that person has a better chance of surviving heart bypass surgery because it reduces heart damage. The practice is called remote ischemic preconditioning. So you use your blood pressure cuff to briefly cut off and then restore blood supply to an area of the body distant from the heart, such as the arm. This is some cool stuff. Now remember, the right arm, the right side of the body, right, that dumps into the upper right atrium. Man, are we out of time? I was going to go into the pathophysiology of the heart. Ah, crap. All right, guys, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. Don't forget to listen in Monday through Friday. Got our iPhone app, our Android app, drdalia.com, satellite radio, and now iHeartRadio. Exciting stuff. God bless, guys.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.